Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Netflix reported it lost 200,000 net subscribers in Q1, its first subscriber loss in over a decade. On its earnings call, co-CEO Reed Hastings said the company plans to introduce lower-cost ad-supported plans. The company hopes it can convert some of the estimated 100 million users watching Netflix with borrowed credentials. Protocol discovered Amazon job listings for a number of roles around an unannounced AR-VR project. The listings indicate Amazon is hiring a substantive team, saying the project will be a greenfield development effort that will include developing code for early prototypes through mass production. One listing claims the job position will develop an advanced XR research concept into a magical and useful new-to-world consumer product. In June 2021, the European delivery giant Just Eat Takeaway closed on its acquisition of Grubhub for $7.3 billion. Activist investors have since called on the company to sell Grubhub as early as October in an effort to refocus on European markets. Now CEO Jitsi Groen said the company is in talks about selling Grubhub, although qualified, it may not automatically lead to a transaction. Google's Project Zero security team reported that 58 zero-day vulnerabilities in use in the wild were detected and reported in 2021, more than double its previous record from 2015. The Project Zero team believed this large uptick was due to increased disclosure of these vulnerabilities rather than simply increased usage by threat actors. The analysts at Canalys report that worldwide smartphone shipments fell 11% on the year in Q1. Samsung remained the top shipping brand, growing market share 2% in the year to 24%. Apple also stayed put at number 2, with market share up to 18%. Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo rounded out the top 5, even as each saw declining market share on the year. An analysis by Nikkei Asia found many of Apple's top 200 suppliers have been impacted by continuing COVID-19 lockdowns around Shanghai. Roughly 30 Apple suppliers have facilities within Shanghai itself, while a majority of over 70 other suppliers have manufacturing plants in the nearby cities of Kunshan and Suzhou. While local governments have allowed some plants to operate during COVID lockdowns, operating in a self-contained bubble, several suppliers believe supply and logistics issues could impact Apple's holiday shopping quarter. Coinbase launched a beta of its NFT marketplace. Buying and selling NFTs remains limited to invited users, although anyone can view the marketplace. The beta won't charge transaction fees initially, but Coinbase said it will eventually add fees in line with industry norms. Esper technical editor Michal Rahman spotted an update in Google Play services letting users add your devices to the device visibility settings. This seems to indicate that Android's nearby share feature will support letting users share content with devices using the same Google account without first having to approve the share each time, similar to Apple's AirDrop. OnePlus will launch the OnePlus Nord N25G as a T-Mobile exclusive on April 28th, priced at $282. It includes a 6.43-inch OLED display, 6GB of RAM, a Snapdragon 695 SoC, and 33-watt wired charging. Ars Technica notes the phone ships with the 18-month-old Android 11, and previous Nord phones generally receive one major OS update. Garmin announced the Vivo Smart 5, its first update to its dedicated fitness tracker line in over 3 years. The new wearable includes a 66% larger monochromatic display compared to the Vivo Smart 4, offers up to 7 days of battery life, includes pulse oximetry and continuous heart rate monitoring, and uses swappable bands. It's available now for $150. Smart home provider Insteon appears to have shut down its servers. Multiple outlets, including Stacy on IoT, report that users are saying their Insteon hubs have stopped working as of last Friday. Insteon has not tweeted since last June, and multiple executives at the company no longer list it or its parent company Smart Labs on their LinkedIn profiles. Insteon devices do have local control features, but cloud services are needed for integrations with Amazon and Google. The Insteon app is no longer working, which makes it difficult to change settings. The makers of the Brave browser announced a new feature called DAMP, which will automatically take users to original website for pages linked to Google's accelerated mobile pages framework. The browser will rewrite links and URLs when possible to avoid visiting AMP pages altogether. Otherwise, it will redirect users away from AMP pages before a page is rendered. Microsoft head of Xbox R&D Chris Novak announced he's leaving Microsoft after 20 years. Novak led R&D efforts for the past 5 years, previously serving as Xbox Design Director and Xbox Design Architect. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that the iPhone 14 will likely feature an upgraded front camera with autofocus and an f1.9 aperture. Currently, iPhone models use fixed focus front cameras. And finally, the open-source social network Mastodon released its first official client for Android on the Google Play Store, although there are numerous third-party clients already available. Mastodon launched an iOS client in July 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.